Tonight, the Mirtz Hashem, Harav, Rav Heber, Rav David Heber, is going to be speaking about the bracha, which is said on the Tzkufas Hachama, Birkas Hachama. He wrote actually a sefer, which includes these inyanim of Birkas Hachama. He's an expert. This is one of his things that he's an expert in, some other things, on things that have to do with dates and times. And in this Sefer Shari Zmanim that he wrote, there's not only about the Birkas Hachama, there's only two chapters, but the other things speak about different times, what do you do when the sun doesn't set, what do you do about Maariv, what do you do about Shabbos, when the sun doesn't rise, what do you do, and such more modern day shilas. If you are working on a satellite, if you're allowed to live on a satellite, what do you do about Shabbos Min Chamayev, and things like that. Now there's a big problem about the Birkas Hachama. The Birkas Hachama said when the sun starts out again on its path that it did when the Bashma created it, some 5,768 plus years ago. So the question is, what does that mean? It means that the sun was created on a Wednesday, like it says in the Torah, by everybody got a Yom Ravi. So on that fourth day the sun was created, and it was created at the beginning of the day. That would mean at 6 o'clock in the evening, because as far as these things go, we go by the straight hours. So 6 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday, that's when it started, and that's when the season, the spring season started, because the seasons are started, have to do with the sun. And it takes 28 years until it happens again on a Wednesday at 6 o'clock, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. It's always going to be on a Wednesday. Not always will it be on Erev Pesach. But really, we get into a question over here: was the world created in Nisan, or was the world created in Tishri? So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah discusses this question, and Tosfos asks Akasha, Umashi Yasar Rav Elazar HaKaler, Rav Elazar HaKaler in his butim on the 12th Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, he paskens like Rav Elazar, that says that the Tishri Nigroilam. And on his putim on Pesach, he says that the paskens like Rav Yeshua, that Benis Nigroilam. So it's Akasha. Either the world was created in Nisan or in Tishri. I'm Rabbeinu Tam, the Elu Ve'elu Dibre Elkim Chaim. That they're both Emes. How's it possible to be both Emes? Either was created in Nisan or it was created in Tishri. Bikol Meimad of a Tishri of Machshava Livrois, that the Rabbi Shalom had intended in Nisan, in Tishri created, but Nivad and Nisan. So that's the answer to the question. The Gemara actually brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak brings down this brisa, Rav Elazar Omer v'Tishri Nivra Olam, and he brings the raya from the Psukim. Minayish v'Tishri Nivra Olam Shnema v'Yano Kim Tachay Or Desha Isa Mazriya Zera Eitz Pri Eitz Chodesh Shehaoretz Malaya D'Shoim V'Ilam Moli Peres. When which month is the fields full of grass and the trees full of pears? Rav Elazar said Tishri at the end of the year. Now then the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, nine shvin nisan nivrayo shnema v'atotze haaretz desha esev mazriya zera v'eitz esev pri ezer chodesh haaretz mit. When does it start to come out? So it seems that this is actual machlokes about what happened, the dashing the pasuk. It would just be machshava. I mean, just ask Akasha on Tosfos. I want to say a thought that's maybe a little bit original, but maybe it's true. There was no Nisan and Tishri at the time of Bria Sahib. You need a Besdin to be Kaveh Nisan and Tishri. So there was no Besdin. So what does the Gemara mean that the Nisan Nivra'ayim or the Tishri Nivra'ayim? So the question is, was it created in the spring or was it created in the fall? Which we would normally, if there would have been a Besdin, they would have made it Nisan, or there would have been a Besdin, would have made it Tishri. So, Alib Ramos, was it in the spring or was it in the fall? So one, the Rav Lesbian's Raya, that it was Tishri, it was in the fall, and Rav Yeshua's Raya that it was in the spring. If you would have created the world, when would you have done it? In the spring or in the fall? I would think, I would have done it in the spring. Because that's when everything starts to start living. In the fall, everything starts to die. That's why the Goyisha calendar starts in March. Because that's when the spring starts. So even though that our calendar really has January at the beginning, that was only later. But originally it started in March, as you can tell from the months of September, October, November, and December. That September sets in French as the 7th, and October is 8, and November in French is 9, December is 10. So these were the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th month. Then came March, and then came January, and then came February. But since there's only 365 days in the year, so there's only 28 or 29 days in February, because that was the end of the year, so they used up all the days. So because of the Goyim, out the covered of the Isa Ish, they changed around to put the last two at the beginning, but that wasn't how it was originally. Normal thing is to start in spring. So what did the Varshan do? Did he start it in the spring or did he start it in the fall? This is the machlokes. The Emes says that it was in both. Because when it's spring in the northern hemisphere, it's fall in the southern hemisphere. And when it's fall in the northern hemisphere, it's spring in the southern hemisphere. So it's both. So they're both right. Both of these psukim are Emes. That it was in one half of the world, it was spring, and the other half it was fall. So Barshal created these psukim, the deep from the psukim, are both emes. So so when we say that the v'nisa nivra olam is yitachin, let's say we went with the southern hemisphere, because when the Barshal said yehi or, there should be light. Where was it light? In Gan Eden or in the whole world? It says it was in the whole world. When the Rosham said, "Here, Rakir B'Sach HaMayim," it was in the whole world. When the Rosham said, "Yikov HaMayim Tachas Shmayim HaMachim Echad B'Sera Hayabasha," it was in the whole world. And when the Rabban Shalom said, "Yihim Erz Berkiah HaShemayim," it was in the whole world. That was a time when the sun was put it into either the sun put its orbit around the earth or the earth put an orbit around the sun. Doesn't make any difference, it's the same concept, and it started in the whole world. But when the Varsham, and when the Varsham made the animals and he made the plants, the Torah says Al Haaretz, Al Haaretz, it was in the whole world. The only time when it wasn't in the whole world was when the Baruch Hu created the human being. When he created the Amarishan, there was only one human being. There were plenty of behemoths, there were plenty of chayas, there were plenty of eifers, there were plenny of dogim. V'yibra al-kim is ha-tanin ha-magdalim, v'ezko chaya ha-nevish ha-mesh. This is all plural. So this was in the whole world. But the Adam was only one Adam. Now, when this is only one Adam, we would assume that if it's considered in Nisan or in Tishri, which is the main thing, it's where this Adam is. Because he was the Bechir HaYetzirah. He was the climax of the Yetzirah. So he became the main. He became the main one. So therefore we say by Rosh Hashanah Zeh, Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikaron Yom Rishon, when Yom Rishon means an Adam Rishon was created, so then became the Northern Hemisphere. But until then, it was equal. Everything was equal. So you could say that then you go with the Svara. I say the Svara is created in the spring, and the Rosh created in the spring. It's even though that it says by later by the Mabel, Oid Kol Yemei Ored Zera Vakotze Vakar Vachaim Kais Vacharis Yom Vlad, that doesn't mean that there weren't any seasons before. It means that during the Mabel there were no seasons, but it said by Yishbosu they would not stop anymore as much as they were before, and that's maybe a mahalach in how to figure out that there shouldn't be a machlokes not between Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yeshua. And actually, the words of the Python, the Rebbezah Kaler, cannot go to point to everyone. So it's my pleasure to introduce Harav Reb David Heber. As I say, he's an expert in these things, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should help that we should be zoche to be able to make this bracha, the Birchas Nechama. It's not 100% for sure that we'll be able to make it, the devotion of Rabbi Chonos and us, but this, we know that now, we have to wait another 28 years, so the devotion of Rabbi Chonos and us, but we should be able to do it now.
Shustam Ardrastra, Harav Heidemann Shlita. The Gemara Brachas on Dafnun Tessam Beis tells us, Tarabonon, Haroya Chama B'Tkufasa, Oymer Baruch Oyse Bereshis. When you see the sun in its Tkufa, you say the Bracha of Oyse Bereshis. The Eimat Havi, and when is this? Amar Abaye called Chos Cheshnin, every 28 years. So at the end of Tuesday, the Gemara continues, when it's the mazel of Shabtoi, which is the mazel at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, which is the Haskalah, the beginning of Wednesday, you should go out the next day, as the Shulchan Aruch of Simon Reish Chav Tesis Beis tells us, Ukisharoya Oysa B'Yendal B'Boiker, when you go out on Wednesday morning, this Wednesday morning, B'Shabtoi B'Mitzlachas, Oymer Baruch Oysei Maseh Bereshis. The Shulchan Aruch says, you say the bracha of Oysei Maseh Bereshis, the Shulchan Aruch adding the word Maseh to the Lashon of the Gemara, which is the classic bracha that we know from lightning and from Chas V'Shalom, an earthquake, from mountains, and so on. So this year, of course, it falls on Erev Pesach, Wednesday, April the 8th. The last time many of us remember was on Dalad Nisan, 1981, also Wednesday, April the 8th. Shatava Mitzlachas, the time after this one will be Isru Chag, also Wednesday, April the 8th, Isru Chag Pesach 2037. It's possible to say Birchas Hachama even on Yontif. In 1841, Birchas Hachama was said on the second day of Pesach on Yontif in Chutz Laaretz. Some years it can even be said on Shvi'i Shel Pesach when it's Yontif. Everywhere you could say it. At the end of Chodesh Nisan, you could say it in Chodesh Adar. In 1701, it was said on Chav Zayin Adar Sheni. This year, of course, it's Erev Pesach, which is very uncommon. The last three times that it occurred on Erev Pesach were in 693 of the Common Era, then 1309, which was 700 years ago exactly, and it was most recently said in 1925. This is a kasha question on the Osrafzer Rebbe, the Zichrono Tzadik Livracha, who said in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha in 1925 that this is the third time it's happened. It only happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, it happened by Purim. So first of all, it happened more than that. It happened several times, as we said, in the 600s, in the 14th century. And also, L'chaira, what he said, as Rav Heinemann Shlita told me, that the statement that he said it happened Erev Pesach is based on the Python on Shabbos Parashas HaChodesh in Avi Kol Chayzeh, where we use the Lashon B'chaloyin echad in soul, it was found in one time as Briyas Ha'olam, that it was the same Tkufa, the cheshvan of the years. It doesn't seem to work out that it occurred by Yetzias Mitzrayim on Erev Pesach. Doesn't seem to work out, but the Python seems to indicate this. And therefore, that's Bukhara, what the Rebbe relied upon. He also says it happened by Purim, which we know occurred in the year of in the time of Pesach, but it also doesn't stem with the year. So Tzarechian on what the Rebbe meant regarding the year of Purim and what the Python meant by Pesach, and also this happened several times, what it was meant that it was, this is only the third time, as we see it's happened several times in the past. But what Mike is saying, that Erev Pesach is certainly unique. We serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in two ways. We have mitzvahs tmidis, mitzvahs we do all the time, talis and tefillin every day, lich benching, the nashim tzikonis every week. We have no infrequent mitzvahs which occur annually, achilas matzah, for example. But here we have a mitzvah that we perform once in 28 years, and we can be mekayim the lashon of the chayadam and kol samaches, mamtin umetzape masai tava lidei mitzvah. A person with every mitzvah should wait and hope to be able to perform the mitzvah. Masai mamtin umetzape, wait the excitement that builds in doing a mitzvah many haven't done in their entire life. Someone under 30 certainly hasn't done it their whole life. And many, if you're till 56, you've only done it once in your life. It's such a unique opportunity. So therefore we say here, ideally we do it this reason, we do it early, and we'll talk about this man, Uberaivam, ideally it should be done together with many other people. But Lamaisa, a person has the ability to do it alone, the Yechidus, they can go outside, they can be alone, and they can do the mitzvah. We enhance the mitzvah of Birchas Hachama by adding appropriate tefillas, kapitel chtilim, before the bracha. We say kapitel kuf mem ches, halos Hashem in Hashamayim, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the heavens. We say psukkah zimra every day. Then we look at the sun briefly, a quick glance, and say the bracha of Aysa Maaseh Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reenacts the Bereishis, the creation of the world every day. And then we say Kel Odoi, which we say Shabbos morning, where we proclaim Tavim Ma'irei Shaber Lekeinu Yitzarim Badas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these celestial bodies, Mechim B'Tseisam B'Sosim B'Voyam, they're happy to go out and come in, they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Kapitel Yotes HaShamayim Mitzaprim, which is the Pesukah Nezimra of Shabbos morning. We say Aleinu afterwards at the end to show that Chas V'Chalila, it's not that we're going to out to worship the sun or say the sun is Aleinu a deity, but rather Aleinu L'Shabeach, we only serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Anachnu Karim U'Mishtachavim U'Moidim. And if there's a minion, we say Kaddish afterwards, that many other minions to dance and sing at the ability to perform this rare mitzvah. I'd like to focus this evening on two areas of Birchas Hachama. Number one is why every 28 years, what's the cheshbon, what's the calculation? And number two, exactly the time of day Birchas Hachama should be said. So to understand this, the 28 years, we first have to understand the Gemara's Lashon, Harayah Chama B'Tkufasa. What is it? What is the Tkufa? What does this mean? So the answer is, as Rav Chaim Shlita said, that on Tuesday evening, which is the beginning of Wednesday at Briyas Ha'olam, there was the Tliyas HaMa'iros, the creation, and the creation was according to Rashi earlier, but the Tliyas HaMa'iros, where they were literally hung up, where they were put up, they were put out together with all the other stars and the moon and so on, was done at 6 p.m. on Tuesday at the Aschola of Wednesday. So Dr. Gemara, whenever this event occurs, technically the position of the sun vis-a-vis the earth, or the earth vis-a-vis the sun, or the earth goes around, exactly that position is repeats itself every year. The sun, the earth goes around the sun every 365 and roughly a quarter days. So the earth is at the same position vis-a-vis the sun every single year. But we only say Birchas Hachama, Abaye tells us, is when this event, when the Alpi the Cheshvan, the calculation of the Amayra Shmuel, the earth vis-a-vis the sun, is at the same position at the same time of the week, when this Kufa occurs at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, like it was at the Maaseh Bereishis, we're then reminded when the sun comes up the next morning, we're reminded of Briyas Ha'olam, of the creation of the world, So we go outside Wednesday morning and we say the bracha of Oitei Maaseh Bereishis. According to Rabbi Yeshua, as Rav Heineman said, Benisa Nivra Ha'olam, this was the Nisan. When we talk about Berachas HaChama, when we talk about the Tzkufas, we're going with the opinion of Benisa Nivra Ha'olam. But this occurred in our calculation, the Tliyas HaMa'iris, the creation of the world occurred in Nisan of what we would call year one. That's Nisan of year one. Now, the earth takes 365 days and 6 hours. We'll talk about that number a little bit later. But Shmuel says 365 and six hours. What time of the week will it be 1 year from now? When will it be? Just Gitaris Mashal. Put Berachas HaChama aside for a minute. The earth goes around the sun. It takes 365 days and 6 hours. If I would ask the question, what time will it be when the earth in a year is at the exact same position as it is right now? When is the next time the earth, if you look in a spaceship and look down, you see the earth spinning, going around the sun, and you take a picture of the earth at this position, we'd say, next year, when is the earth going to be in that same position? What time of the week will it be? Well, the answer is 365 days and 6 hours later. So how long is that in the week? So 365 days is equivalent to 52 weeks and 1 day and 6 hours, right? Because 52 weeks is equivalent to 364 days. If it would just take 364 days for the earth to go around the sun, it would be an easier cheshbon. Everything would repeat itself on the same day of the week. But we have that extra 1 day and 6 hours. So therefore, the earth will be at the same position vis-a-vis the sun 1 day of the week and 6 hours later. So now it's roughly, let's say, 9 p.m. on Thursday night. So when will 1 day of the week and 6 hours later be? So 1 day of the week later will be at 9 p.m. on a Friday night. We'll be at the same time. We'll be making Kiddush. And then we got to add the 6 hours. So it'll be another 6 hours after 9 p.m. Friday night. That comes out to 3 a.m. on Shabbos morning. In other words, the earth will be at the same position as it is now at approximately 3 a.m. on a Shabbos morning 1 year from now. So it's the same idea by the Tkufas. If the first Tkufa occurred at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, which is Leil Revi, then 1 year later in year two, Nisan of year two, it would have been 1 day later and 6 hours. So let's figure it out. 6 p.m. Tuesday, a day later would be 6 p.m. on Wednesday, and then you need another 6 hours, so that comes to midnight on Thursday. We're talking about the tkufa of a year from now. Of course, the tkufa of the next season is a different cheshbon of 7.5 hours, but we're talking about the tkufa 1 year from now. The tkufa Nisan in a year would be at midnight on the beginning of Thursday. And in year three, again, add a day and 6 hours. So from midnight, the beginning of Thursday, a day later is midnight Friday. Plus 6 hours is 6 a.m. on Friday. Year four, another day and 6 hours comes out to Shabbos, right? We're going from Friday to Shabbos, plus the 6 hours is noon on Shabbos. Another year, year five, would be another day later, which would be Sunday, and it would be 6 hours later at 6 p.m. So notice, after 4 years, we are back at 6 p.m. The only thing is, it's not 6 p.m. on Tuesday, it's 6 p.m. on Sunday. In other words, a day of the week and a quarter, 1 day and 6 hours, if you add four times, that's 1.25 times four, 1.25, 1.25 times four equals five, so it moves up every 4 years, 5 days of the week. So it goes from Tuesday at 6 p.m., 4 years later, to Sunday at 6 p.m. Then it goes through the same cycle, midnight, 6 a.m., and you keep going through the day. Sometimes it hits a Tuesday, but it's going to be at 6 a.m. on Tuesday or noon on Tuesday. So if you go after 4 years, you come back to 6 p.m. On Sunday. After 8 years, it's going to move up another 5 days of the week. So it'll go from Sunday to Friday. And after another 4 years, it'll go from 6 p.m. Friday to Wednesday. And then Wednesday to Monday, Monday to Shabbos. And finally, after 7 sets of 4 years, it finally is Shabbos, and then it goes to Tuesday. Once again, it goes Shabbos. And then it ends up, after Shabbos, it's going to end up Thursday, and finally back to 6 p.m. on Tuesday. So if you look at the last year the Tkufa of Nisan was at noon on Monday. So 1 day and 6 hours later brings us to this Tkufa. So after 7 sets of 4, we come back to the same point that we were at Bria Island. Zok the Gemara, when that happens, Haroya Chama B'Tkufasa, when this event occurs, you go outside the next day and you say Bria Chama. Now this way of counting, which is again the way, if you work backwards, you'll see this is how the years work. This explains why the Bria Chama is set in years that are, when you divide by 28, you have a remainder of one. Because according to the way we're working, B'Nisan Nivra Olam, that's Nisan of year one. So 28 years later is 1 plus 28, that's year 29. So theoretically, the first Birchas HaChama was in the year 29, which is divided by 28, you have remained the one. Add another 28 years, year 57, Kahena V'Kahena. If you take a calculator and go 21 plus 28 plus 28 plus 28 plus 28, and you do it 206 times, you'll come out that this time we're finishing the Machzor, we're finishing this 28-year cycle for the 206th time, and we're beginning the 207th time. So this also explains why the English date. At the beginning of this year, we said that Birchas HaChama was on Wednesday, April the 8th. So it's Wednesday, of course, because we're working with the Tkuf on Tuesday. But this happens to April 8th. April 8th, why are we using a secular day? We're in Halacha, Pesach, and Tesvav Nisan. That could be the end of March, it could be the middle of April, it could be the end of April. Purim, we know, and Hanukkah, it's always the Hebrew day. What's up is we have a halacha that is linked into the English, the secular day. In fact, in the Hebrew day, it could be the end of Adar, it could be in the Pesach, it could be before Pesach, it could be after Pesach. It doesn't seem to go with the Hebrew day. The Teretz is it's the same cheshbon that we're using as the solar calendar. The secular calendar is based strictly on the sun, on the 365 days and 6 hours that it takes for the earth to go around the sun. So we're basically using the same calculation. So technically we could figure out Birchas HaChama. They had Birchas HaChama before there was a secular calendar, but they have to figure it out in the Hebrew day. Well, that was complicated. You have to add 365 days to the Hebrew year, so it moves up 11, it can move back in the Hebrew year. It gets all jumps around. But it's very convenient. We're using the same calculation as the secular calendar, and therefore 365 days later is going to consistently come out on April 7th is the Tkufa, and in such years that we're in, and therefore Birchas HaChama is going to be said the next day. Talu Matar, the bracha of the same Talu Matar, the bracha is the same thing. The Gemara tells us in Titus that the same Talu Matar, the bracha is on the 60th day of Tkufas Tishrei, roughly defined as the 60th day of the equinox, which occurs according to the Cheshbon of Shmuel in this century on October the 7th. So if you add 60, you take 60 days, October 7th is day 1, October 8th is day 2, and so on. The 60th day, again, we're working with seasons. Any halacha that works with seasons is going to be intertwined with the secular calendar, and therefore we consistently begin the same Talamatul Levracha on December 4th by Maariv, which is the beginning of the 60th day after the halachic day of whatever is October 7th. So we begin by Maariv of December 4th, or by Maariv of December the 5th. It begins Maariv of December 5th when the Tkufa is on October 7th at night, at 9 p.m. So it's halakhically a day later. So therefore, the same Talmud to the Bracha begins a day later. That happens every 4 years in a just prior to a February 29th, as the Beis Yosef says, you'll have that day pushed up. Which there Agav leads to an interesting Hechitimsa, an interesting case. What is the rarest Shemana Esrei that's possibly said? The rarest Shemana Esrei. It's said every 95 years. It was last said in 1899 and in 1994, and it'll next be said in 2089. Habalena Lataiva, you can calculate how old you'll be for that Shemana Esrei. What is the rarest Shemana Esrei? So, a very rare, we had almost this year, but we missed one important point, and that is you have Hanukkah, Shabbos or Shredish Hanukkah. So Matzei Shabbos is also Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah is always, when you have Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, in the middle of Chanukah, it's always Shabbos Sunday. So Shabbos is the 30th of Kislev and Sunday is the 1st of Tevis. On that Matzei Shabbos, you're going to say, like we did this year, Atochan Adonu, Yalavi Yavai, and Alanitzin. You're going to say all three of those, which is not that common. It's got to be, we always have Yalavi Yavai and Alanitzin, that you always have every year. You have Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. But then it's a Matzei Shabbos, you have a Atochan Adonu, that's not that often. But we had that. But usually you say the same Talmud to Levracha. Because usually the end of Hanukkah comes after the Haskhala of the same Talmud to Levracha. And therefore, you're going to say this was the same Talmud to Levracha. But every so often, every the once or twice in a 19-year cycle, you have Hanukkah so early that it comes out that Rosh Chodesh, the end of Hanukkah, comes out while we're still saying the same bracha, like the summer. When you have a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Matzah Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, in such an early year, like we did in 1994 and in 2089, so you have this rare event of Atachan Antonu, the same bracha, Yalav Yavai and Al Anisim. Now, why does it changes every century. If you look, you'll see that in previous centuries, it was said in different years. There was a spreading around the New York Times article about the 1897 versus Bachama in New York, how Yidden came together and they didn't know and they chased away. The Rabbanim had to run away because they were coming together. The police thought illegally. If you look at the date of that article that was floating around, you'll see that it says yesterday. It was said the date of the article was April 8th, and it said yesterday, April 7th, 1897, was Brichas Hachama. So some of the points of the article were actually incorrect in the explanation of Brichas Hachama. But as far as the date of the article, that was correct. So what do you mean we said Brichas Hachama on April the 7th? The answer is it changes. It changes in the 1800s. Brichas Hachama was a day earlier on April 7th. And it was December, the Halamata was December 3rd and 4th by Meiriv. In the 2100s, the 22nd century, Brichas Hachama will be set on April 9th, and Halamata will begin on December 5th or 6th. And the reason for this change of the date, if we're following the same cheshbon, is because the secular calendar used today follows a different cheshbon, which leads to an important insight in Brichas Hachama. The number of that Shmuel uses, 365 days and a quarter, 365 days and 6 hours, is not precise. It scientifically really takes 365 days, 5 hours, 44 minutes, and 46 seconds. So it's really different by 11 minutes and 14 seconds. And Emes is even in the Jewish calendar, what's used to calculate the Soid HaIbur, the ability to make the Ibur Hashana, when Pesach should occur. The Ibur Hashanah is based on the Tkufa known as Tkufas Rav Ada, which is a more precise cheshbon, which is calculated by using the months of a lunar year and the 19-year cycle and dividing it out to come up with an average year. Rav Ada's cheshbon is roughly 365 days, 5 hours and 55 minutes and a little additional, some halakim, 48 regard, a little bit extra of time. So Rav Ada is different, so we have three different cheshbonos here. We have the scientific one, which is 5 hours and 48 minutes and 46 seconds. We have Rav Ada, which is 55 minutes plus change. And we have Shmuel, which just stands there at 60 minutes, at exactly 6 hours. So this difference, the calendar originally, known as the Julian calendar, until 1582, used the exact same cheshbon, the exact same calculation. Lahavdil as Shmuel, and therefore Brichas Hachama and Talamata, as Beis Yosef says, it was said in the same day every year in November. It began in November, and the same and Brichas Hachama was on the same day in March every single year. It never changed because it was the same cheshbon. In 1582, Pope Gregory came and said, "We want to be precise because what was happening those 11 minutes caused." That the days of the year move. Now 11 minutes doesn't sound like a lot of time, but over 128 years it actually moves shifts a day, and over 1280 years it's going to shift 10 days. Those 11 minutes after years and years, centuries and centuries, is going to shift. What does that mean? That means that their holidays will shift in the seasons. This holiday would be at the beginning of winter, then it's moving gradually, and therefore their calendar made two changes. One, that took out 10 days of the calendar. There were riots in the streets. Imagine if you paid rent every month and 10 days of that, you got paid every 2 weeks. Your paycheck comes every 2 weeks, but you can pay rent every on the first of the month. So this month was shortchanged, 10 days. So you didn't get your paycheck for another 2 weeks, but yet all of a sudden it went from October 4th to October the 15th, and it was those days were gone. But that's what happened, and that was to correct the calendar l'mafreya retroactively. And then we need, since the year is a little bit shorter than 365 and a quarter, so a leap day, we have a leap year every 4 years, but three times every 400 years, there's no February 29th. every 100 years not divisible by 400 is not a leap year. So that means 1700 was not a leap year, 1800 was not a leap year, and 1900 was not a leap year. 2000 was a leap year because 2000 is divisible by 400. When you pull a leap day out, and we don't have time to get into exactly pencil crunch exactly what happens every single year, but Lamaisa, the calendar is working on the basis of everything is the same, 365 and 6 hours. When you pull out a leap year, when you take out a February 29th, in other words, you go 8 years without a leap year. From 1896 to 1904, there was no leap year, which is different than the cheshbon that we've using till now, then that's going to shift everything a day. So therefore, in the 1800s, Talamutter, as we said, began on the 3rd, December 3rd or 4th, because the Chama was April 7th. Once the day is pulled out, then everything shifts over a day, and therefore in this century, in the 1900s, in the 20th century, 21st century, which we're in, Halamasa begins on the 4th or 5th by Myers, and Birchas HaKham is said on April 8th. But Lamaisa, the Cheshbon of Shmuel, is not precise. It drifts one day every 128 years. And even within the lunar calendar, as we said in Tkuvas Rav Ada, it also drifts. And furthermore, although the starting time and day of the week of Shmuel at Bria Sa'olam are precise, the Mefarish on the Rambam Perek Tes, Melechus Kiddush HaChodesh, at the beginning asks that the day of the month of the first Kufa doesn't coincide with the Kufa of the Cheshbon of Rav Ada's calculation, which also means that it has a different date within the month vis-a-vis the actual first equinox. In short, the Tkufa Shmuel is not precise. So the question begs, so what do we say Birchas HaKama on? Zok the Chazanish and Simon Kuflam and Chesiv Kotten Dalet and Archayim Mashahiksha la Tkufa Shmuel She'ene v'diktuk Yesh loymar demasinu ki yoyseboy B'ribua yesa al ha'igol. Zok the Chazanish, that which was asked of him, that Tkufa Shmuel was not precise, the answer is, as we find a similar yisoid by Ribua Yeser Ala Eagle, if you take that hypotenuse of a triangle, so you make the calculations that from geometry, the square root, and so on, but we know it, we call it, the Chazal call it Trei Chumsha, which is really not precise. It's when we say 2/5, it's really a little more than that, the square root of 2, which is the hypotenuse of the triangle. We call it 2/5, it's different, it's a number which is a little bit different than that. But nonetheless, we have the ability to do that. Pi is also, as we know, 3.14 and a whole long infinite decimal that goes, but yet we use the number 3. We have the ability to round off. Dezeu b'chlal ha-shiurim, Dr. Chazanish. V'nitna l'halokha l'akshay v'kiruv. We have the ability, and we see in other places, as we said, based on Xeris HaKosuf, the ability to estimate when Chazal determined this necessary. Dr. Chazanish v'ein mafsid in makviyas yia bekiruv, and we don't lose by the kviyas being close. Kedeshe yuchul l'kayim ha-mitzvahs av chalushi hadas. In order that the mitzvahs should be performed by even chalushi hadas, even individuals who lack intelligence to be able to keep track of these numbers and these chalokim and regoim and fractions of the second, and to be able to help cup. Because Hachama and Talumato were given to the masses, were given to Kol Yachid V'Yachid, and for Klal Yisrael to continue the continuity of Klal Yisrael, a fundamental Yisrael to continue in the Golas, Chazal felt it was more important to use an approximation, because if we start getting into these decimals and we get into these fractions, people can potentially, the Chalushei Hadas, the individuals who lack the mathematical intelligence, will become frustrated with Zman Esrei. I don't want to say Talamatar, I don't want to say Berchus HaKama, it makes no sense to me. So an easy number, a rounded number, a 3 for pi and a 1 2/5 for the hypotenuse and a 6 hours was given, so that in the Golas that we're in, the whole calendar was written al pi cheshbon based on Kabbalah halacha l'moshe miSinai. So for the continuity, for the continuation and perpetuation of Klal Yisrael, so we shouldn't get lost in the minutia of the numbers. And therefore, the Chazanish says that's why we have the ability to estimate. And af al pi that Shmuel's numbers have digressed. Those days that when it was when Shmuel lived, or when it was at the time of the equinox by Bayesheni, or when it was the exact date that you go back to Bria Sa'olam and you can start asking kashas, but the Chazanish, this is how we survived the Golos, so that we were able to keep held cup in this cheshbon. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecharon Tzadik Livracha, in the Gemara Moshe, Chayim Chelat Dalasim and Yud Zayin, says a similar Yisoid, actually Yesh Kusha Elayu, Benedel Tarek, even though you have a good Kasha, why should we go like Ravada and so on? You don't know the answer in a Klum. This is the Soida Iber, that we sometimes have to make lunar months in sync with solar months. Remember, we're not just throwing out Cheshbainis here. We have to make the moon and the sun work on different Cheshbainis. Had it been convenient, if it would be imagine if we'd have the moon would be exactly 30 days, the sun would be 360 days, it would be perfect. It would fit right in. 12 months exactly. But that's not the case. So Chazal had to recognize with these different calculations and make them work in sync. In short, we sacrifice accuracy for simplicity. When do we say Birkas HaChama? Sakta Mishnah Berurah. Ideally, it's said right away. The ideal time is to say it right away. But you have, if necessary, the first 3 hours. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shas HaChak, it could be said until Chatzos. Until Chatzos Hayom, until midday. The emes is, there are several shittas. There are opinions that hold, we don't hold like this, that you have the whole day, because the Gemara says the next day, the Dogamer Vava says this, you have such an opinion. But Lamaisa, this is what the Mishnah Berurah is machriya, that you say it as early as possible, and if necessary, you have till the third hour, and B'Shas HaChak, up until Chatzos. The Aderet wants to say that technically speaking, you could even say it on Tuesday. Because we have to ask ourselves the question, why do we need to wait until Wednesday? Why can't we just say 6 p.m.? 6 p.m., okay, with daylight savings time at 7 p.m. But the sun is still up at 7 p.m. So why can't we just go out, Haroya Chama B'Tkufasa, it's Mamish Neshasat Kufa, it's before sunset. So we should be able to say it. So the answer is the Pashat Teres, is that when Takanos Chazal happened, we're saying that it occurred at the time of the equinox. As we know, at the time of the equinox, the sun rises at 6 a.m. and it sets at 6 p.m. So that means that Kufa occurred at the time of sunset. So therefore, Chazal could not have been misaken the ability to say Birkas HaChama at 6 p.m. because that's when the sun is going down. So even though you have a Hechitimsa, then now it's drifted. And now, technically, you could still say it after 6 p.m. and it's Kufa. And the Aderis was speaking in Poland where he says with the time change, we're 2 hours west, so at 6 p.m. in Eretz Yisrael, it's only at 4 p.m. over here. Or 5 p.m. So for sure we should be able to say it. Alach HaKama V'Kama, we should be able to say it according to that Deres here. Earlier, 11 o'clock in the morning, Eretz Yisrael, 7 hours later, we should be able to already say it much earlier. Or noon, whatever, with daylight savings time, 12 noon. Teres is, this is the Tachanas of Chazal, and that Deres had such a tinsa where he said it. Rav, most opinions are chaylik on it. The Shiloh, if it's cloudy maybe on Tuesday, then it'll be an interesting, if it's cloudy, you're going to be cloudy on Wednesday, then Tuesday you're going to be confronted. You wait till tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy. We'll see what to do if it's cloudy in a moment. But then maybe one, according to that Darius, it might be the opportune time to say on Tuesday. Well, Maisa, Bez Hashem, as Rav Haim and Shlita said, we said Rachmanis, that it was not cloudy, and we're able to do it. If it is cloudy, then the halacha is, you say it. You wait until before Chatzos, and cloudy means you can't see the sun at all. As long as you can see the alignment of the sun, as long as you can see the outline of the sun through the clouds, and that's good enough to say it. But if it's cloudy, if it's a rainy day, a gloomy, dark day, then you wait till before Chatzos, and then you would say it without Shem of Malchus, you would say Baruch Shem Baruch Oysa Masa Bereshis. Now there's an Eitzah. Because really, there's a machloikis whether you could say it when it's cloudy. The Pana Me'iris, we go with the Chassam Sofer that says if it's cloudy, you can't say it. The Pana Me'iris held that you could say it if it's cloudy. Like, for example, when we say in the morning, when you hear the rooster, the Gemara says, when the rooster crows, you say, when's the last time any of you heard the rooster crow in the morning? And yet we still have the ability to say the bracha because it's going on the veldt, it's going on the world at large. You don't the play will have to hear it. Hashem, I mean the world at large here's the rooster, here's the tarnagol. So then you say Hanais and Lasef, it's good enough. So too, you don't mamish have to see the sun itself, the Panamirit says. You go outside, now it's dark outside, it's a 9:15 at night, there's no sun. You go in the morning, even on the cloudiest of days, you have the ability to see that it's light outside. So that should be enough. So the Panamiris holds, you could say, we have Machlaikas, Panamiris of Kram Sefer, whether or not you could say it. Well, might we go to Chassam Seifer, Misafik, Safik Prochus, Mahakal, he can't do it. But there's an Eitza. One Eitza is to drive to the mountains. If you live in Denver, if you don't see the mountains for 30 days, then the halacha is you make a bracha on the mountains. Eitza Matzah Bereshis. So you go to the mountains, and you look at the mountains, and you say the bracha of Eitza Matzah Bereshis, and you have in mind that if the halacha is like the Panim Meiris, I'm also saying Birkas Hachama. So you're saying Birkas Hachama, like the Panim Meiris. You're Eitza 100%, and you found an Eitza to say it. If it does rain, at least we should be zaycha to lightning. So then you can make the Eitza Matzah Bereshis on the lightning and have in mind like the Panim Meiris. I want to be Yaitzeh. You could drive to Ocean City. If on the ocean, really, we make a bracha of Shasem HaMakdol. But with the Yevon, you're Yaitzeh with an Eitzeh Matzah Bereshis. So if it's the day of Birkas HaChama, go to the ocean. If you haven't seen it in 30 days, and look at the ocean and make an Eitzeh Matzah Bereshis, which with the Yevon works, we have in mind. I'm really saying it in Birkas HaChama like the Panim Meiris, and my hesed to say it is because I'm looking at an ocean. And therefore, you'd have that ability to do it. And if you're in a place where there's an earthquake, that's your last opportunity to make the Eitzeh Matzah Bereshis. I want to focus on one opinion that we don't hold like, but Lamaisa, if you're davening in a later minyan, you can have the Shita in mind. And to understand the Shita of the Anei Paz. The Anei Paz holds that the Iker time to say it is at the third hour of the day. In other words, we've seen Be'ikr, we hold Zviza Makdimin. You have, if necessary, till the end of the third hour, B'Shas Archak, which means if you're really stuck till Chatzos. We saw the Dogomer Vava, you have technically all day. We saw that Adara says you can really say it on Tuesday. The Anei Paz says it's Mehudrzik to say it in the third hour. So that would mean on a day, if sunrise to sunset was, let's say, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so that would be the third hour of the day, which would be between 9 and 10 a.m. Practically, you look up exactly wherever you're located, the third hour of the day, like the Anei Paz. Why is that the most hush of a time? So he says, if you look in the Lashon of the Gemara, which we said all the way at the beginning of the Gemara is the Emes Have, Amar Abaye Kol Chof Kashnin. You should say it every 28 years, and when is it? It's the beginning of Wednesday, with the end of Tuesday, going into Wednesday, when the Mazel is Shabtoi. When the Mazel is Shabtoi, what does that mean? So there's Kaychve Halecha, says Rashi, on the Sugi and Brochas over there, and an Erevin, and in other places, we've seen this Rashi many times, where Rashi tells us about the Mazalites. What are the Mazalites? So there's different types of Mazalites. There's the Mazalites of the month, and there's the Mazalites of the hour. Every hour has a Mazal. And if you begin at, let's say, 6 p.m. on a Motzei Shabbos, so the first Mazal of that hour is Kaychav. Kaychav is Mercury. The next Mazal is Levana, the moon. The next Mazal is Shabtoi, Saturn. The next hour is Tzedek. The next Jupiter. The next hour is Madan, Mars. The next Mazal is Chama, the sun. The next Mazal is Naiga, which is Venus. Every hour, it's not astronomical, it's Mazalites. Every hour has a Shlita. And we don't know much about the Mazalites, but we know the famous Gemara that tells us that if a person is Noile B'Mazal Madan, then you're going to be a blood spiller, so better be a Mayel or be a Sheikhet, rather than be a Reiseach, be a murderer. That's within you, because Mars is red, so red has the impact of this spilling blood. Rashi tells us that Tchilas HaLeilois is Katznash Chaloim. The beginning of the night has the Rasetavis of Katznash Chaloim, Chaf is Kaichav. That's the Shlita. Every night of the week, the beginning of the night, has a different Mazel. The last being Mem. Katznash Chalam, the Mem is Madin. That's why the Be'er Heitev at the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush says, and some people have such a minig, they don't make Kiddush Friday night from 6 to 7. It depends on what city you live in, you have to adjust it for standard time. In Baltimore, it would be about 6:07 to 7:07, those who have that minig. Not to make Kiddush, because it's Mazel Madin. So we don't want to be Mazel Shabbos with the Mazel of Madin. We don't want to do that. And therefore, some people have such a minig to wait. Zok Rashi, Tchilas Hayomim is Chalam Katznash. The beginning of the day is Chalam Katznash. In fact, Rashi says Tchilas HaLeilois is Katznash Chalam. That means that, say, Shabbos is Kaychav, Sunday night is Tzedek, Monday night is Noiga, and Tuesday night is Shin, is Shabtoi. In other words, in that Simen, that's what Rashi is telling us, at the beginning of Wednesday is the mazel, the Shlita, is the mazel of Shabtoi, the mazel of Saturn. Just Agav, the days of the week that are used in society, in English or French, are named for the first mazel of every morning. The secular day, the Geisha day begins in the morning at 6 a.m. So by standard, they moved it back to midnight. But that's really a relatively recent. Really, when the sun came up was the beginning of the day amongst Umas Olam, which is 6 a.m. Again, it's earlier in the day, so they made it midnight. But 6 a.m. is Haskalas Hayom. Zok Rashi. Rashi in Brachas and other places. The Haskalas Hayom has the simon of Chalam Katznash, which means the first hour of Sunday is Chama, the first hour of Monday is Levana, the first hour of Tuesday is Madan, etc. Look at the days of the week. What do we call the days of the week? The first day of the week is Sunday. The first hour of Sunday morning at 6 a.m. is Chama, sun, Sunday. What's the mazel of Monday morning? The first hour of Monday is Lamed, Halam, Lamed, Levana. Levana is moon, Monday. From moon. In French, it's lunde. Something like that. Lunar. Because that's the moon. Tuesday. Now you have to switch languages for a minute. You have to go to French, because English changed after different Avodah Zarah, the same Avodah Zarah in different languages. How do you say Tuesday in French? The guy is a day, Mardi, as in Mardi Gras, Lahabdul Elfap Elofen, Rive Rebabai, right? Mazel Madin. What's the mazel of Tuesday? Look at this. A Rashi in Masechta Brachos is telling us the names of the days of the week in English or French. The mazel of Tuesday morning is mazel madam. Mar is Mars. Mardi is Mars. And continuing. Now you have to pardon my French. But Kaichav is Wednesday morning. Is Mercury. That's Mercury. And the mazel of Wednesday morning is Kaichav, which is Mercury. Thursday morning is Tzedek, which is in Hebrew, is in English, that's Jupiter. And in French, the day of the week is called Jeudi, which is Jupiter. A Friday morning, 6 a.m., the mazel that we know, that Rashi tells us, is Noiga, Venus, which is Vendredi in French, Venus. And finally, back to English, is Shabtai. Is Saturn. And what do we call the 6 a.m.? That's 6 a.m., that's the mazel of the morning, of 6 a.m. Shabbos morning, is Saturday, and it's the mazel of Shabtai, which is called Saturn. The days of the week that are used in either English or French or other languages are named for the mazalot that Klal Yisrael knows of and is preserved in Rashi and other Mepharshim. Right? That was known. And therefore, therefore, Zakta Ame Paz, it's Mehudadik. To say Birchas Hacham in the third hour, because the third hour of Tuesday is the mazel of Shabtai. So the Gemara wanted us. The Gemara said that the mazel of Shabtai is when the tkufa occurred. 6 p.m. on Tuesday is the mazel of Shabtai. So add what? If you add 7 hours, it's the mazel of Shabtai again. Yeah, that's 1 a.m. Wednesday morning. You add another 7 hours, it's vice to the mazel of Shabtai. That's 8 a.m., right? Without the daylight savings time, that's the third hour of the day. So they pause, that's why it's mehudadik to say, Birchas Hacham in that mazel of Shabtai. That means it's in the Kel Odai that we say these mazalot are symbolized Shevach, Noisim Loi, as the Rosh Tevis of the word Shevach is Shabtai, and Noisim Loi is Noiga, Kol, Tzva, Chaf is Kaichav. We said also Chama, Levana, all the mazalos are hinted at the Kel Odai when we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is causing this Mechim, the Seif, and the Tzosim Avayim, these different celestial bodies to come and to go. And therefore, that's the simon of it. The Lamaisa, we don't go like that in the Paz. The minig by many is to have a minyan vasikin and to daven vasikin, and immediately afterwards, after davening, to go out. By Svarim have a minig, the writer says, to go out actually after Kaddish Niskabel. The minig Ashkenaz is generally to go out to wait till the end of davening and to go out and to say Birchas Hakama al Tadin of Zrizus. But again, just interesting to see this Adi Paz and the tie-in into the mazel of Shabtai. What is though the significance of the 6 p.m. Tuesday? Very nice. That's the time that the Tkufa occurred at Briyas Ha'olam. But what's the significance of this time? I was thinking as follows. that we know that the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, are the hemshech, are a follow-up of the previous Shabbos. That's why, for example, you can make Havdalah until Tuesday afternoon, through Tuesday afternoon. You can be Ma'ir Sedra till Tuesday afternoon, because it's the continuation of the end of the Shabbos. Once Wednesday comes, it's the challah of the next Shabbos, the hachana to the next Shabbos. That's why we say the Kleina Luchuna Ranana on Wednesday morning. The small, it's the only yom that we go into a second kapitel tilim. Every yom is one kapitel. Here we say Kel Nekamais, which is the longest of all of them, and we continue into the next kapitel, Luchuna Ranana Lashem, right? Shabbos is coming, right? It's almost here because we're being maschil for the next Shabbos. There are 3 days since Bria Sa'olam that had no Kedusha Shabbos whatsoever. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of Bria Sa'olam, there was no Kedusha Shabbos because there was no, it was not coming off of Shabbos. The world was created. There was no Kedusha Shabbos. When was the first Haschala of the Nitzaitzis, of the sparks of the holiness of Shabbos? That was at 6 p.m. Tuesday, because that was the Haschala Leil Revi, was the beginning of Shabbos. So it's interesting that we're saying Birkas Hachama on the Tkufa that's Matzil, the upcoming Shabbos, that it was at Bria Sa'olam, the first time the world felt the tremor of Kedusha Shabbos and the holiness of Shabbos. And ultimately Shabbos and Birkas Hachama are really all about the same thing. They're both about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is, and it's just interesting to throw in that Mazel, the Gemara went out of its way to tell me the Mazel Shabtoi. It's no coincidence the Mazel Shabtoi has the name Shabbos in it, right? As a remez, so to speak, to this whole Indian of Birkas Hachama. It's said around this site of Shabbos. What is the Shabbos? We say in Kiddush, of course, Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis, and we say Zeicher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say both. Did you ever wonder, Zeicher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what Pesach is all about, that's what Yom Tov is all about. Why do we say Zeicher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush on Friday night, a regular Shabbos? In fact, it's Ma'akev. The Gemara Pesachim says it's Ma'akev. The Alocha, and the only time he brings them in Cheschinuch, in Cheskid, the only place in Shulchan Aruch the Mishabura brings them in Cheschinuch is to tell us that if this is Ma'akev, you have to say Zeicher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Over there, the Alocha is going on the ability for a husband to be mighty his wife. And he says that the man was not Yosef Kiddush in Shul, because in Shul, when you say Shemana Esrei Ve'achulu, you don't say Yosef Mitzrayim. You don't make Kiddush till you come home ala kais. And therefore, he's Mechuyiv Deraita, and she's Mechuyiv Deraita. That's a shepherd shir. But Yosef Mitzrayim is a fundamental component of the Kiddush every Friday night. What's the pshat? We know Shabbos is about Maaseh Bereishis. What does Yosef Mitzrayim have to do with every Shabbos? There it is. As we say, the animamim, the animamim mun shleima, shabari farach shmai, bari umanig es ha'olam. The Ribbono shel Olam created, and his mani continues to run the world. As we say, hakol bidei shamayim, chutz b'yira shamayim. Everything in this world is bidei shamayim, chutz b'yira shamayim. The Ribbono shel Olam is the continuity. Shabbos is more than just the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Shabbos is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu has continuity, the world continues to function, which is the greatest representation of this, was Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rav Moshe Shapiro, Shalita, spoke in Yeshiva this past week, and noted, and I counted, that every day we should say Birkas Hachama. Every day, how many days is that? It's 10,227 days between one Birkas Hachama and the next. It's interesting, I couldn't figure out the significance, but as soon as we hit the 10,000 day mark, then we say it's time for Birkas Hachama, right? So we gotta wait till Nisan. 10,000 days go by between one and the next. So we wait till the next Nisan, so we get to 10,227 days. Every day, every minute, we should really say Birkas Hachama. But Lamaisa, we'd only do it on this occasion when the times are at the right time. As a timeless lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the sun to rise every day, every minute has its chadshus, is a renewal every single moment. Because Hachama reminds us of this Yisrael in Shabbos, the continuity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oisef Maaseh Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reenacts the creation every single day. We don't say, it's not a reminder just of Maaseh Bereishis or Asa, but rather it's Oisef Maaseh Bereishis, the reenactment, and how appropriate it is that it's said in Chodesh Nisan, when the trees are blossoming, as Kolevsky Zatzal used to say, that the best reminder of Tchias HaMeisim is go outside in the spring and you see the trees growing. They were dead in January and there was snow and it was cold. and it was dead, and the Eibishter makes his chadshus that the tree, the fruits are growing, the blossoms are growing, and then the fruits will come out, and the greenery and the leaves. It's a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the continuity is in Chodesh Nisan. You see, it's Mitzrayim, which is the paradigm of the continuity, is in Chodesh Nisan. And Birchas HaChama is also the Oysa Maase Bereishis, and this year appropriate, it's Erev Pesach, especially Erev Pesach, so we have both. In the morning we say Oysa Maase Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to run the world. And at night, it's V'yitzienu Hashem Olekeinu Misham, B'yad Chazak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to run the world. Let me end with the beautiful words of Reb Schwab, Zichron Tzadok Livracha, that's brought the selected writings of Birchas HaChama, where he compares the different Birchas HaChamas that he lived in 1925 and 1953 and then 1981. And he ends with the following two paragraphs. All other Birchas HaRe'iyah, like the benediction over the moon, over lightning, or blossoming trees, are all pronounced when we actually see something. We see the ocean, we see the rainbow, and we pronounce the bracha. But when we look at the sun every 28 years, we see nothing. That means nothing special with our physical eyesight. Birchas HaChama is an expression of emunah, our conviction that the universe was not there all the time, and that it did not start accidentally with a cosmic big bang, but that it was created out of nothing by the infinite will and wisdom of the Sha'oise Maase Bereishis, who created the cosmos, who called the sun into being, who fashioned the world, and who made us. This knowledge gives us our dignity and our stature, for we Yisrael are all called Bereishis, are also called Bereishis. We were called into the existence, very much like the sun, to become in God's own time a, quote, light to the nation. When the goal will have been reached, then the righteous amongst men will have a good look at our people, at Klal Yisrael, and beholding us, maybe they will then proclaim the blessing of Baruch Sha'oseh Maase Bereishis. Maybe we zoiche to see at the Bimargish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei the Olam, when we come to that moment at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and then we recognize not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, but the continuity with the as we sit at the Seder, with the continuity in the Hamshacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and continues to redeem us in all the times that we're in. The Hamshacha, the continuity. And when we b'zoicha says, the Osrotzer Rebbe says, that when Birchas HaChama is said on Erev Pesach, we should be zoicha she'iyah ha'gu'ula be'ez Hashem yizbarech, with the coming of Mashiach tzidkenu, b'meher b'yameinu, amen. Thank you.